Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to
In the Cut.
With your guest host,
John Moore.
Today's date is
October
19th, 2010.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. This is John Moore, filling in for Soren LaRue. We're going to be interviewing Carbo Kane, the DJ producer from New York and Miami. So let's get to it.
This is In the Cut.
Today we have Carbo Kane in the studio, and we are going to find out a little bit about Mr. Carbo Kane, the DJ producer, and get to know him a little bit better. So, Carbo Kane, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Hi, guys.
I know it was a long flight to Kentucky from New York, but cool. I hear that you got some business with Soren, huh?
I do, actually. We're working on some music together, but we'll get into that.
Okay. So, he really doesn't divulge a lot of information, like who he's working with, who he's doing tracks with. So, maybe a little bit later you can spill the beans and tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure.
So, I know you got a busy schedule and you got a plane to catch here in just a little bit. Between DJing, producing, event production, everything else you got going on. So, I don't want to keep you. And just get a little quick 411 information and we'll let you go.
Sure, great.
All right. Start it off. How about you tell us a little bit about your DJing and producing career?
Well, I started listening to music back in 96. Went to my first parties probably few years after that, and the music evolved into a passion and love for me. I purchased my first equipment in 1999 and proceeded to teach myself how to DJ. We didn't have YouTube or the internet that was very functional back then, so there wasn't tutorials and all these videos out how to teach somebody how to DJ, nor did I have anybody around me or close to me that would take the time to teach. So it was quite the learning process, not knowing the first thing about beat matching, mixing, BPMs, any of that. It just didn't make any sense. I didn't know anything about it. So once I learned, it was super, super gratifying. Nowadays, you can't just DJ. It's not going to take you out of your bedroom. It's critical to stay on top of your productions and do your own original work. I've had software for years, but really never spent too much time on it. But in the past few years, really dug into it. I took advanced Ableton production classes at Berkeley University. That pushed my knowledge much further in production. And now working with people like Soren, collaborating sounds allows the productions to be much more unique.
So considering the types of music on the radio these days, where they have that hybrid sound of dance music and whatever, what do you think dance music is going in the scene and music these days?
The dance music itself, a lot of it is blending together, which is great. The genres are cross-mixing. So, if somebody says, all right, we've got this electro track, it may have elements of other types of music where back in the day, the productions were very strict into the genres. And this blend of music is quite interesting. I think the minds of people are opening up, allowing themselves to appreciate other things that they may not have been in tune to before.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hybrid music myself. Yeah. I don't like the straight genres because I don't have like that one set of motion. Like when I'm hearing something, I hear two things going on at once.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know you flew all the way down from New York to hang out in Kentucky. So what do you think about the state?
Kentucky, I didn't get to see much of it. A little bit we went out. We went to Club Odyssey. Soren played, which was an interesting event. The club is a great sound system, incredibly clean. They just started, so hopefully they keep their feet up and keep it going, bringing some good acts down to Louisville here. My other experience is Soren's amazing studio. Beautifully done. Makes me want to go back home and work on mine a little bit.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of OCD when it comes to attention to detail. According to my sources, you and Soren are working on a few tunes for some major recording artist?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, Soren and I, well, Soren's obviously based out of Kentucky. It makes things a little bit difficult, but we're on a track with Shaggy, the reggae star. I don't know if you know who he is, but if you don't, he's sung tracks like Boombastic. I think everybody knows what that one is. But the story began a while back when I was in Miami. I was good friends with Teflon, the producer. Ever since I moved to Miami, Teflon's a great hip-hop producer. He's produced the first Rough Riders album, the Grammy-nominated hit track, Who's That Girl by Eve. Done Sprite commercials, worked with many other countless artists, hip-hop artists, including Shaggy. So the opportunity to show the hip-hop world what electronic music can do was touched upon by David Guetta. And I think Teflon and his group realized the potential at that point and decided to dabble in the scene a little bit. So the opportunity came out with Shaggy, getting his vocals and showing Shaggy what we can do to his voice electronically in the dance music scene versus the reggae scene. So Soren came on board as a friend and excellent producer. After he heard my work that I remixed of his with Leo Luna called Mo Money, I think that he was impressed with my work and willing to take on this project with me. So the collaborative elements that we both provide are just outstanding. So be on the lookout for this next track. It's definitely going to be a banger.
Considering the fact that it's probably going to be some really good PR just from Shaggy's name anyways, I know you're probably looking for some remixes and remixers. So who you got in mind?
Yeah, well, with remixers are already lining up to do the work on it because the track should top the charts, you know. Soren's and my production's outstanding, and the Shaggy vocals alone, the actual riff and chorus is just really good stuff. So when you hear it, you'll realize why people want to do the track. But a good friend of mine, DJ Ideal, he's also an amazing DJ, sponsored by Jägermeister, good producer, asked me a while back while he was staying with me in Miami when I mentioned about it. If he could do that, and I say, you know what, he's one of the number one people on my list to have help with the production, because of his musical taste and friendship. It's just something I would like to work with him on. Also, I can't forget about The Giver, who I've done multiple works with in the past. He's definitely on the top of the list. His flavor will add a really different element to the release. As for others in mind, I mentioned the idea to Granite and Funk because I like them and friends with them. They've done major work with artists like Madonna, etc. in the past. But anybody else besides that, I can't really say because I don't really have any confirmation, nor should I disclose it. It'd be more of a surprise.
What about this event that I hear you got in the works for Mexico?
Well, can you give some ideas? Yeah, Mexico. I played at BPM in Playa del Carmen last year, was invited back to do the Cool Fest with Global Underground Ministry of Sound at Head Candy. After those events, I was called back just recently to DJ down there, and I told them that I was actually busy when they wanted me, but that I would be available during the BPM week. I was going to go there on vacation anyway. So I think we decided to do a collaborative effort and throw our own event down there. During that week, Playa del Carmen, it's January 1st to the 10th. It's a great way to kick off the new year. However, the works are and details with organizing event, they can get complicated. So we still need to map anything out before there's any confirmation of it happening. But we do have confirmed acts ready to play from all over the country and internationally. One of the acts that I'm really excited to see and bring out, if this all transpires, is Reality Engine. They do a 3D holographic experience with visualizations and music, like a DJ-VJ combo. That's got to be seen to believe it. It's not on a 2D screen. It's all actual 3D holographic visualizations. You don't need any glasses and whatnot. So it should be really, really interesting stuff.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'd have to see something like that. I'm always used to 3D glasses that's like red and blue on one side.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is, they told me how they did it. It's really interesting stuff, and I can't wait to see it in person. You should check them out online, Reality Engine. Check it.
I'll definitely do that. Is there anything else you want to add, or is there anything big in the works for 2011?
2011, well, that BPM event should kick off the new year really well. Just kind of waiting on some confirmation and details for that. But following that, I may take a few weeks off to relax. I've just been busy working with Wish Industry on the Mind Tour, another visualization group from Brazil. They do really incredible stuff. One of the guys won the second place VJ competition at WMC this year. But I'm touring with them currently, and I just need a break probably after BPM for a little while, and then get planning on the Winter Music Conference and larger events, and obviously some more in Mexico.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for stopping by. I know you got a busy schedule as it is, but I'm sure your fans will be glad you did. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
Be good to hear some of the new tracks coming out soon.
Definitely.
All right. So good luck on tracks with Shaggy, and wish you the best. And thanks again for coming in.
For sure.
All right. Have a good one. So just before we go, do you want to give us some contact info? Somebody wants to get a hold of you?
Yeah, for sure. I have a really great website. It's carbocaine.com. That's carbocaine.com. VMF Design out of Miami made that for me. It has all my links to Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. The site is constantly evolving. It has a lot of live mixes on it now. Other information like event locations, etc. There's a new picture section that everybody loves. They've been begging for it because I recently started shooting professional pics with a Nikon SLR, and I could never leave the club without being hounded for the pictures and where they're going to be. So I finally made that section. Definitely go take a look at that.
Anything else? Any other places we can check you out?
Yeah, I just recently started the Carbocast show with my new partnership on ObsessedRadio.com. Igor Borzov is a great friend and DJ, started this company and site. He had a vision in mind, and it's constantly being developed and into something great. You can check out that show. It's live the first Tuesday of every month, 9 to 11 p.m., based out of Toronto. He also has his every Wednesday show hosted by him and Pip. From 9 to 11, they have guest DJs, so definitely tune in. And I think that's about it.
Okay.
That's all I got. So awesome. See you guys at the next gig.
All right. Thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, keep it real.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to
In the Cut.
That ends today's segment of In the Cut with Carbocaine. I've been your guest host today, John Moore. Please tune in next week for our next episode. Have a good week.